CliffCentral.com.
Well, Channel 4 in the UK are in quite a little bit of hot water because they decided to get a hold of what is being referred to as deeply personal tapes of Princess Diana.
Oh, I heard about
that. They're now going to be airing this coming Sunday, and it's got a whole lot of people feeling very uncomfortable. So Channel 4 has been accused of paying blood money for these tapes. The Queen's former press secretary, Dickie Arbiter,
yes,
said that Diana had no idea that the tapes would ever be made public and that the content would be incredibly hurtful for her family, the children, and just, you know, the whole look of the royals as a whole. So his criticism came after it emerged that Diana's brother, Charles, who's the Earl Spencer, mm-hmm. had tried to stop Channel 4 from airing these tapes, but the channel has decided that they're going to go ahead anyway this coming Sunday. The footage was purchased by Channel 4 after the BBC decided to shelve a documentary about the same videos. They have already appeared in the United States, but this coming Sunday will be the first time that the controversial footage will be viewed by a British audience. So, allegedly in these videos, Diana talks candidly about topics including Prince Charles's affair. And then there's a part where she talks about how the Queen allegedly said that her son was hopeless.
Which one?
Charles. She also claims...
Hopeless?
Hopeless. She also...
Hopeless. 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 Prince Charles cannot string a sentence together. He's hopeless.
Mm-hmm. She also claims that at first... Charles was all over me like a bad rash. These are now quotes that they're taking directly from the tapes. While the couple, having sex once every 3 weeks, but that ultimately their intimacy fizzled out.
Yeah, it's quite the opposite.
Oh, hello, Prince Charles.
How do you do?
I reckon we're doing better than you.
Diana's, those tapes are terrible liars.
Lies.
Never heard such nonsense in my life.
Well, what exactly? Which part is the lie, Charles?
We had sex every day.
Oh. And then ultimately it fizzled out, though.
Well, Camilla and I had sex every day. Diana and I every 3 weeks.
Yes, she does talk about your affair with Camilla.
Well, it was real love.
It was also an affair.
Yes, but it was love. Don't be so cold. I'm feeling.
Charles, was it always at the stables, or was it sometimes in the house?
Occasionally up against trees and in the rough patches and briar bushes and so on. And, you know, sort of a little more rough and tumble than you would expect. Oh, Camilla likes it like that.
Well, Charles, the princess also says in these tapes that when she asked the Queen for advice about you, the Queen responded with, "I don't know what you should do. Charles is hopeless."
Yes, well, she's hanging on to that throne, isn't she?
Well, it just kind of...
Should have given me a chance by now, but can't let go.
It just sounds like maybe the relationship between you and your mother might be a bit strained, or has been strained for years, and we're only finding out about it now.
I'm going to be king next.
Well, that's if she dies, Charles, if she dies.
Eventually, she has to. You can't keep living forever. She's in her 90s.
I know, but she's pretty strong, hey?
I've been waiting all my life. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. It's not fair.
She thinks you're hopeless, Charles.
Look, I think it's hopeless because she's made it hopeless. She's given me no ends. How am I meant to even prove myself when all she does is stay alive?
Charles, there are a lot of people who were close to Diana who are very worried about how this is going to impact on William and Henry. They're very worried.
Harry, sorry.
Don't worry about them. They've already... Harry's drunk half the time and then he's been busy sleeping with pretty girls, and William has got that gypsy Kate Middleton.
Do you think your dad will be furious?
Philip?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to think about it. He's probably sharpening his sword as we speak.
I wonder what the relationship between Philip and Diana was like.
Can you imagine? Yeah, he is hardcore. He just doesn't give a shit about anyone. I reckon he'd call her in and say, "Oh, listen, girly."
I like stories like this, though.
Mm?
Because for the air of perfection that the royals always want to have.
Yeah, they're it's so
like,
human.
Ugh, you're just like us as well.
Well, I think it's horrible that they... Apparently these tapes were recorded by a voice... Like a voice coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who was training her to present herself on television. I mean, we've done training like that here.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't record people unless they want to hear themselves back. And then we, you know, we don't keep the recordings. You don't know if someone's going to become famous. And at this stage, she was, I think, already Princess of Wales. I think, truthfully, the tapes should have been destroyed.
Well, they do say that the tapes were recorded with the understanding that they would never be made public.
Right. And that's why she was speaking so openly and honestly about Charles and, you know, the relationship and the royal family and all of that stuff. And now someone's dug them up. They've turned up after, what, 21 years?
Yeah, it has been a while.
But honey, like, isn't it kind of obvious, though, to sort of mind what you say when there is recording equipment? You know, if her room was bugged, or, you know, that I get, and it's a total invasion. But you should be focusing on saying, you know, Betsy bought some butter, but the butter that Betsy bought was bitter in front of the microphone.
Do that training for us. See, we'll get it. Now, if Diana had just done this, she wouldn't have any problems. Go on.
Betsy bought some butter, but the butter that Betsy bought was bitter. So Betsy bought some more butter to make the bitter butter better. Thank you.
Look at that. Not one mistake. See how articulate.
Thank you.
That's what Diana said.
So are you basically saying that I'm made to be queen?
Yes, Sia. I'm saying you're a big old queen, Sia. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're pretty much already there, hey?
Yeah, already there. All hail Queen Sia. There is a funny story. Apparently, like, one of Elizabeth Queen Mother's servants was this very flamboyant gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked into one of the drawing rooms where she was sitting having tea one day and said, "Oh, Your Majesty." Blah, 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 blah. And she went, "Look, you got to calm it down. Having one queen in this house is enough." CliffCentral.com.